This podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Anything discussed during this podcast does not, and is not intended to, constitute legal advice. Instead, all content is for general entertainment purposes only. Listeners should contact their attorney to obtain advice with respect to any particular legal matter. Listening to, contacting us, or any of the links or resources contained within this podcast and or website does not create an attorney-client relationship. The views expressed during this podcast are those of the individual lawyers in their individual personal capacities only.
All the legal ladies.
Welcome to All the Legal Ladies. Unwind with us as we navigate the fascinating world of legal tales, precedents, and the occasional objection-worthy joke.
Hello, I'm Kat.
I'm Marsha.
I'm Alicia.
We're getting better at it. So, ladies, how you doing?
Oh, doing okay.
Sleepy.
Yes.
Yes, it's that after 3 o'clock. We had lunch.
Mm-hmm. We just go home and take a nap.
Yes. But no.
Begin the second shift.
Exactly. Exactly.
Head home to the children and husbands.
Put dinner in a crock pot for me for tomorrow.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Hawaiian chicken.
Okay. Nice, nice. Mm-hmm. What about you?
I don't cook dinner.
That's right.
On the weekends. Sometimes I do. Not during the week.
Yeah.
So tonight's, you know, children's activities after school. And then this weekend, we get the fish.
Oh, nice.
We went to Petco last night. We tested the water. It met approval. I narrowly avoided coming home with a beta. So this weekend it really begins.
Ooh. On Friday, we did end up at Petco, and I have 3 more shrimp. And Roger got a little teeny tiny fish that I cannot remember the name of it, but it's supposed to eat the nuisance snails that we have. So we'll see.
Is your fish tank turning into a version of the old lady that swallowed a shoe?
Yes. Yes, it is. We have, I think, 4 or 5 platies, 2 neon tetras, 4 little thingamabobbers that I can't remember what the heck they are. I know this is awful, isn't it? And then 1 with a long little snail, not snail, but like little thing. And then 1 big ass snail. Ooh, sorry. And apparently our podcast is now PG-13.
It fits the theme of the day.
It does. And then I don't know how many little snails, because apparently they're hermaphrodites, so they just baby themselves.
I'm surprised you don't have a Mickey fish. There's a Mickey fish.
The tail looks like a Mickey? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have those.
Oh.
Yeah, we do. That's part of the platies, I think.
Oh, so. No fish for me.
Yeah, but my shrimp is pretty long. It's like this big now. I'm pretty impressed. Mm.
I've been promised that betta fish will be easy, but just the process of setting up the tank and the water and the testing, I would not call any of this easy. Maybe easier than dog. Not easy, though. It's not a goldfish in a bowl.
It's contained. Hmm. That's about the extent of that. You don't have any pets.
No.
Mm-mm. Not a pet person?
No, we're just too busy. Mm. So, yeah, we're on the go and we travel. So, no. Mm-hmm. And Charles will probably get bored. Mm-hmm. He's allergic to dogs, cats. He's allergic to nature. Mm. So,
it's
and
like my
fish
house right now.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And fish, I had fish when I was younger, and they unalived themselves.
Mine did that. I had a fish that did that in college, jumped out in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
I found it underneath my mini fridge. And one of my best friends sent me a sympathy card mocking me. Oh, I still have it somewhere.
Oh, my God. My fish.
How terrible must I have been?
My fish jumped out of the tank, and I found it behind the television, which was a good, like, 5 feet away. And I was like, oh, it was still alive, so I put it back in the tank. And then
I must not.
It succumbed to, I guess, oxygen deprivation. I don't know. But yeah. And then my fish would eat each other.
Mm, that happens too.
Mm-hmm.
Yay. I can't wait to begin this journey.
Well, speaking of journeys,
no,
we can move on to our first segment next on the docket, where we're going to be talking about law school.
Yay. I'm not going to yay for law school.
Jazz hands.
Jazz hands. Well, according to AboveTheLaw.com, more women are now enrolled in law school. 56.25% are approximately women and 42.85% are men. Do you think that's a good thing or a bad thing?
I mean, the theme of representation matters along the course of the show. I mean, I think overall trend wise, that's a good thing. Do I think it's a good thing for those individual women? Probably not.
Did you enjoy your law school experience?
No.
Surprise!
What made you choose to go to law school?
There's a great question. I wish I could go back in time and talk to, you know, middle school, high school, college me. Why are you doing this? I don't have a great answer. I think the first lawyer that I remember seeing on TV was probably Ally McBeal. Mm-hmm. So as a middle schooler, I thought that looked like a pretty fun, cool life, you know, big coffees and living in the city.
Naked baby dancing?
Yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe not so much the babies. But I don't know. I mean, I was around. I had a friend's dad who was a lawyer in high school, and like I interned at a law firm in high school, and like there was nothing I saw of that that I wanted to do, but somehow it's still, I don't know, you get an idea in your head and it just sticks there. Mm-hmm. And people are like, oh, you're smart. You should do that. And being a first generation college student, no one was like, well, how much will your loans be for that? Or how much will you make when you go into that profession? They're like, oh, lawyers make a lot of money. And I made $40,000 a year at my first full-time law job. Was it 20 or 25 when I was part-time at first? Which did not pay off my $50,000 a year loans.
What about you, Marsha? Why did you go to law school?
I always wanted to be an attorney. I didn't grow up around attorneys, but I wanted to help people give back. I grew up in the inner city, and I felt being a lawyer was a way to help people who seem to be overrepresented in the criminal justice system, and they are overrepresented. So I decided to go to law school, even though people were like, you're so quiet. Oh, I remember one person said, Mousy Marsha. And I was like,
oh, Mousy Marsha. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a name I would not give you now.
No, but they didn't know the true me. Mm-hmm. So my parents were like, yeah, you can go to law school. Didn't know the cost of law school. And my parents told me straight out, we will take care of undergrad, but law school's on your own. So they did take care of undergrad. And thankfully, I got a scholarship for undergrad. So didn't have any loans from undergrad, went to law school. Still paying off those loans from law school, but I will be done next year. Yay! Yes.
We'll have to have cake.
Yes.
Just in time for your son to go to
college. Exactly. Oh my goodness. That's I figured that out. Yes. Yeah. I was like, oh, joy. Oh, joy, joy, joy. But yes, I didn't end up in a career that I thought I would. I thought I would be a public defender. But then I was like, I don't know if I can represent people who lie in my face. Because of my internship, I was at a federal public defender's office and the client was like, no, that's not me. And clearly you're on the video, on the screen. And yes, that is you. No, no, that's not me. Okay, I can't deal with you. But then I got into domestic violence, which is
Not any better.
So
usually it's the other side lying. Not always, but usually.
Usually, but yeah, no. You're threatened sometimes, and so yeah, but most days I like being a lawyer.
Huh. Yeah.
What about you, Kat?
Well, I wanted to be an astronaut. And then I went to the University of Arizona for electrical engineering. And I started taking the classes. And I love the labs. Like, you want me to build you a circuit? I'm happy to do that. You want me to do the math behind it? I did not care so much. So I started taking a bunch of other classes and ended up in Professor Todd. I hope you're watching. class. He did an undergraduate constitutional law class where we had to actually brief like Supreme Court cases and things like that. And that's when I decided I was going to law school. So I joined Phi Alpha Delta, the pre-law fraternity, started taking LSATs and decided I did think about price. So I actually came back home to Maryland so I could try and keep to in-state and less expensive, because I knew I wanted to go into criminal law. Mm-hmm. And, you know, state's attorney, public defender is not a ton of money. So I was trying to keep costs low. So I was a public defender for 6 years, but they weren't so good for supporting families at the time. And we couldn't move. And mm-hmm. and here I am now. So I wouldn't change it because I appreciate mm-hmm. where we are.
Yes, true, true.
That is my favorite part out of a less favorite life choice.
Yes. Yeah. So what advice would you give to women who might be considering following our footsteps and heading into law?
Know what you're getting into. Mm-hmm. Research, research, yeah. research. Yeah. Research the school you want to go to. Think about the career you want to partake in. Get internships, even starting in college, so you know what field of law you want to go into, because it runs the gamut from A to Z. So know whether you want to go into the public interest field or a corporate lawyer or contract lawyer, government. So if you can get those internships or jobs.
Even shadowing.
Shadowing.
Even shadowing. Mm-hmm.
Yes, because that's how I knew what I did not want to do.
Yes.
Yeah. I lost my train of thought.
And you don't have to go to Harvard, Yale.
Yeah.
No.
Seriously, when you get out into the real world and start practicing, those degrees mean nothing except for connections.
If you want to be a federal judge,
yes,
they matter.
They matter.
If you're going to litigate in Leonardtown, Maryland, I would venture to say that they don't matter.
No.
There's definitely a difference in schools that teach to practice and mm-hmm. teach to theory. Mm-hmm. And depending on what you want to do, that matters. Like, mm-hmm. I always teach University of Baltimore. A lot of their professors are practicing attorneys. So it's not just here's what the law says. It's here's what the law says, but here's how you apply it when mm-hmm. you're an actual attorney, which I think is super important.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just, you know, like litigation's tough. So most people who litigate aren't working 40 hour weeks. So mm-hmm. I think before you go to law school, you think long and hard about what do I want my life to look like? How do I want to spend my time? Do I want to work evenings and weekends and always have homework? Do I want, especially if you're in a family law litigation, do I want other people's lives to be in my hands? Even though they're really not, we don't mm-hmm. make their choices. They make their choices, but we're held responsible for trying to mm-hmm. control the outcome of that. Yeah. So it's a lot of stress. It's a lot of time.
Secondary trauma is real.
Yeah. And so it just needs to be an informed decision. I mean, when you look up those lists of happiest careers and unhappiest careers, mm-hmm. who's at the top of unhappiness? Mm-hmm. It's lawyers.
I remember second day of law school, they brought in the bar helpline, you know, mm-hmm. and the, if you have a problem with drugs or alcohol, please call us. We're here to help you, because 70% of the people in this room are going to end up with a addiction probably. And then, you know, the bar council comes out and says, let's go to the bar to celebrate second day down. And that's law school.
Yeah,
definitely mm-hmm. consider a business degree or minor right. in undergrad, because bigger firms seem to be getting smaller. And so more attorneys, even initial first years, which we would not recommend, are hanging out shingles and being their own law practice, and having a business understanding is super important. And it's something they do not teach at law school, is how to run your own business.
Right. You do not have to major in political science to go to law school. Mm-hmm. Unless you're going into the political field, then that might be helpful. But no. Yeah. Psychology, business.
Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes I've again lost my train of thought. This is a long afternoon.
This happens.
Yeah.
This happens.
But definitely find a, like as Mike was alluded to, a law school that you would be interested in. Once I got accepted to Howard, I stopped applying to law school because that was the school I wanted to go to, because I knew it was smaller class sizes. I knew the tradition. And then it seemed like the professors cared about the students, even though first year was rough and they didn't. It didn't seem like some of those professors cared, but it was the camaraderie and then the legal education for the price. So it's good. And plus, I received a scholarship. So that was a bonus, too.
Yeah. So would you do it again?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Me too.
That's a really hard question to answer. Yeah. You know, it's sort of what they call it, the butterfly effect. Mm-hmm. I've been married for 15 years this year. You know, I've got my two kids. We've had pets along the way. If I hadn't gone to law school, where would I have gone? Would we have stayed engaged? Would we have gotten married? Would I have the life I have now? So that makes it hard to say, no, I wouldn't do it again. But if I could just have a regular job and not have paid $50,000 a year, that would be hard to pass up.
Well, we appreciate that you stick it out with us. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
If I have to be a lawyer, this is the place I'd like to do it.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that is, again, what type of life do you want?
Yeah.
Because when you're 20-something out of law school and willing to work those 80 hours a week is much different, maybe, than if you want to have family or other personal time outside of being a lawyer. And then what type of place you go into is different. So we want to have family time and community engagement time and personal time.
Yes.
Time to be a human.
Time to be a human. Yeah. And so we are not a big law firm.
Right.
Don't do 2,000 billable hours a year.
Surely that is not
a thing for us.
No.
But the exchanges, we don't make the super high bucks that bigger law firms do.
Yeah.
And we think that's a worthwhile trade-off.
It is. Law is what we do. It's not who we are.
That is for sure.
That is correct. So on that note, why don't we join our kids at recess?
Spin the wheel.
Spin the wheel.
What game we're playing next?
What is our game? That is how you spin a wheel. Spin it
again. Spin it. Oh, no.
Spin it again. Oh.
Oh, my goodness. How about you be the judge?
We're not even pretending to spin that.
Thank you.
We are interested in keeping it different.
Yes. So you be the judge. Who's most likely to get away with murder?
Oh, thank you. That's not true. I talk too much. I think Marsha could keep a secret.
Probably.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who's most likely to reply to an email within a minute? Oh, definitely not me.
Kat.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rightfully or wrongfully.
Yeah, no. Let them wait. Mm-hmm. Who's most likely to answer the phone if you call in the middle of the night?
Well,
the middle of the night. I'm not going to answer during the day.
Depends who calls. Like if one of the two of you or anybody else in this firm called me in the middle of the night, I knew something would be wrong. Mm-hmm. So I'd be answering. But like,
ringer is never on.
Well, I have it where if you call me twice in a row, like the do not disturb.
Yeah, I do. I have that.
It'll go through. Mm-hmm. So
it's just silent all the time.
So. I don't like talking on the phone. So I wouldn't answer your call in the middle of the night, but I probably would because I would say it's an emergency. I would think it's an emergency.
Obviously, you guys will call Pat's phone if it's an emergency.
That is good to know. Good to know.
Yeah, it's nothing. It's on silent and I don't ever look at it unless I'm using it.
Yes. Yeah.
Don't call in the middle of the night unless it's an emergency.
But I can tell you who will not reach us in the middle of the night. anybody who is clients for our business. Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm.
Because, or other attorneys.
Or other attorneys. Mm-hmm. Because we do not answer after the hours of 5-ish o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So. If it's that important, call 911.
Yep.
Yep. If you're in jail, I can't bail you out till the next day with the bail review. So
yeah,
enjoy it. It'll be a little quiet time.
Mm-hmm.
Utilize that right to remain silent.
Oh, for the love of God, please do that.
Remain silent.
Oh. All right. So our last segment, childhood traumas, where we read wild case stories from attorneys on Reddit. Giving it down to Miss Alicia here.
Okay. See, from DC 1362, we had one guy who would send emails to the entire class specifically naming individuals who he accused of wasting class time with frivolous questions. Whenever class got canceled or let out early, he would email the entire class and call out the professor to demand a prorated refund on tuition based on the missing class time. He eventually got suspended before dropping out and sued the law school. His case was dismissed at the trial court. He tried to file an appeal, which ended up unsuccessful for him.
Yeah, I could tell you that.
Yeah, I'm glad. He would not be an attorney I would want to have a case against.
No.
No.
I didn't like law school. You're talking about people who make the law their entire personality.
Right.
The amount of posturing. Mm-hmm. I just have no...
Yeah.
No patience for that.
When I was in law school, I would hear stories about people tearing out pages of books so that other law students wouldn't find that information. I was like, why? What is going on?
Yeah.
That's too much. And then that shows what type of lawyer you're going to be. Mm-hmm. An unethical attorney.
One that doesn't do right by the clients, mm-hmm. because does right to line their pockets.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, which we see too much of.
Or the same clicky high school type
mm-hmm.
stuff. I remember there was one student in the class who maybe was not like the easiest personality to deal with, but who sat in the exact same seat in every class. So naturally, there was a group who would go and started trying to sit in that seat and get there earlier.
Oh my God.
Just to upset that person.
I had.
Are we 12?
I definitely signed up for in bar prep. I was like, I am blind as a bat. Mm-hmm. I need to sit in the front, please, while everybody else is trying to sit in the back. And I got my own little name tag because I was like, this is what it counts. Mm-hmm. This is what it is. So
yeah.
Nobody else could take that seat. But I don't think anybody else really cared to. Like,
no.
The type of law school I went mm-hmm. to. That would be crazy yeah. to me.
Yeah.
Trying to mm-hmm. sue the law school. We did have... something similar at our law school. We had an older, as a not 20-something year old, mm-hmm. who had a baby during law school, and she sued with the La Leche League to bring the baby to class mm-hmm. to nurse.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't the nursing that was the problem in class. It was the crying baby that mm-hmm. was the problem in class. Mm-hmm. So eventually she ended up pausing or dropping out, or maybe the baby didn't come to school anymore, but it was mm-hmm. just... like, it's fine. I'm not going to I don't think anybody
right.
had a problem with that part until it disturbed the class itself. Mm-hmm. So
we definitely had babies around campus, although I don't remember any of them in class. I feel like the husband or maybe like a nanny or something would like, I because there was at least one person who I want to say was nursing. Would bring the baby there.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, take care of them elsewhere. I didn't really follow the details, yeah. but they were around.
Seems like suing a building of lawyers is probably not the easiest thing to do.
No. Uh-uh. So,
well, anyway, thank you for joining us for this episode of All the Legal Ladies. Be sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok. If you're watching us on YouTube, be sure to like, comment, and subscribe and listen to the audio on your favorite digital streaming platform. If you're ready to spend lots of money, please go to law school. Until next week, have a good one.